You're listening to the Prepper Recon Podcast. For questions, comments, and podcast archives, go to PrepperRecon.com. Ready-Made Resources is a trusted name in the prepper community because they've been around for 18 years. They offer great prices on night vision, water filtration, long-term storage food, solar energy components, and provide free technical service. Get ready for an uncertain future at ReadyMadeResources.com. Trading Post in the Woods is ran by veteran crisis responders who know how important it is to be prepared. They specialize in comprehensive natural survival remedy kits, preparedness and homesteading supplies, as well as skills training. Visit them online today at tradingpostinthewoods.com. Today's guest is the host of the Radio Free Readout, John Jacob Schmidt. John Jacob, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mark. It's always a good time, and it's always a pleasure and an honor to be talking to you and your audience. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's been way too long since we've had you on. We gotta not let these big long gaps happen. We gotta keep it more regular than what we've had, especially with the state of the world. You know, we need your great advice and insight as well. We've got so much crazy stuff happening right now, and we could easily spend the entire show talking about it, but I want to just touch on some of it as a qualifier as to why today's topic is so important. From the riots in Berkeley to the Muslim ban protests in JFK, our country's reached a tipping point. The left and right are just growing further and further apart. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. It's not only do you have the left and the right growing further apart, and here's the thing too. It's not the right becoming more and more extreme right. It's the left becoming more and more extreme left. And, you know, it used to be, well, they're socialists, not quite communists. Now they're communists and they're openly, you know, boasting of it. Like we said before many times, today's conspiracy theory is tomorrow's headlines. And, you know, when you talk about how much communist, literally, not to be dogmatic, but literal communist influence, we're seeing it today. It's on the headlines. You'd mentioned Berkeley last night burning, following that very closely. And not only is there's some really strange things that are happening on the left. And it's, you know, before the show, we were talking about this, and the only word to describe it is insanity. It's beyond the ability to reason with facts, the ability to use logical, critical thinking to articulate your viewpoint from those on the left anyway. I mean, we have a Milo Yiannovich, the senior editor of Breitbart, who's an open homosexual. That used to be the sacred cow in America. You do not attack a homosexual. I mean, you just don't. But he's an open homosexual, but he's a ultra conservative. So think about that for a minute. So he is ripping apart the climate change, the hostile, militant, feminist left, the insurgence of Islam in the West. And he's shredding these positions using facts. So they just about burned Berkeley to the ground last night. They tried to keep him from being able to speak and articulate these points. They don't want to hear facts anymore. And so I think the sacred cow now has shifted to, Islam now is the thing that you cannot say anything bad about. You cannot speak out against it. And now we have a very strange alliance that is formed between the militant LGBT community and the militant feminist community and the Islamic community. So you essentially have three antithetical in their you know, their beliefs joining forces together. to lash out against anything that's conservative or that uses a logical argument and facts and reasoning to express a viewpoint. So in the name – and they do it in the name of free speech and First Amendment and the ability to express oneself. But we're seeing the truth. Their lies are being exposed now, and their deception and their hypocrisy, because they believe in free speech to speak a godless, anti-American, pro-communist, hostile agenda. As long as you don't oppose their viewpoint, then you have the right to speak openly and freely. So if you oppose their viewpoints, then they become now violent. It is a very caustic environment and very, very divided right now. So this is going to be very interesting, amazing times to live in. I would not want to live in any other time. I mean, I want peace and prosperity, but this is just I don't know how else to say it. This is exciting to live in these times today.
Yeah, it's definitely not boring. We were talking before the show, Sarah Silverman is calling for a military coup to take over the government. And within seconds of Trump's Supreme Court pick, protesters flooded into the streets of D.C. and they had signs that they had to have been made up beforehand. I mean, they had to have just filled in the blank the second that Gorsuch was announced as the nominee. And I think this reflects the attitude of the left's leadership as well. They vowed to block Trump's nominee no matter who it was. So the schism runs from the man on the street all the way to the top of federal government. And isn't this the type of behavior that precedes a revolution?
Oh, this has all the earmarks of a revolution. And I don't mean just a change in society, a culture shift. We're talking like an armed, violent revolution. And if you study history at all, especially communist revolutionary tactics and history, we're headed that it's all but unavoidable at this point. Now, exactly how it plays out, play-by-play action items will vary from, one country to the next. But there are some interesting dynamics in the United States that, you haven't seen in other countries that have faced a violent communist-style revolution. So it's going to be it's definitely going to be something that you will not be able to ignore very soon. There's a lot of people just turn it off. They don't want to hear about the politics you talk to people about what happened at Berkeley and they say, well, what happened? I didn't hear about that. They're just not paying attention yet by and large. And most of them don't even know what Trump has done in the last 9-10 days. But it's going to come to a point where it's going to be so in your face, you won't be able to be apathetic any longer. And then that's when we need to be prepared to articulate our stance and our viewpoint, because it's going to be very soon when people in the mainstream, the apathetic masses that usually don't follow current events, are going to start asking, now what's happening? Fill me in. What's going on? And that's tiresome. I mean, because you're really having to spoon feed lazy people, but it is going to have to be done. We're going to have to be prepared to, inform people about what's happening objectively. And then soon after that will be, well, what can I do about it? Or should I be doing anything about it? And if so, what could I be doing about it? But yeah, it has all the earmarks of a revolution, and essentially the long predicted breakup of America is what we could be, seeing down the road at some point.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. The dollar's lost over 90% of its purchasing power since 1971. Silver, on the other hand, has proven to be a very stable form of wealth preservation over the years. And where do you buy silver? Silver.com, of course. Silver.com offers fantastic prices on gold and silver. Check out silver.com today. Whether your plan is to bug out or bug in, CampingSurvival.com has all of your preparedness needs, including fish antibiotics, long-term storage food, and water filters. Use coupon code PREPRECON for 5% off your order at CampingSurvival.com. Then I'd have to say that Obama was probably the most left-wing president we've ever had. I'd argue that his socialist agenda was actually left of FDR. And on the other hand, Trump, and I know a new broom sweeps great, but so far, Trump is turning out to be more conservative in his actions than even Reagan. And the problem is, at some point, the pendulum swings back in the other direction. And if it hadn't have been for the criminal cartel rigging votes, the criminal Clinton cartel rigging votes, Sanders could have been the next Democratic nominee. Are you looking ahead to the next election cycle?
Absolutely. Going back to what you're saying, we have the absolute worst president in American history that just exited the White House. And not only possibly farther to the left than FDR, way to the left, because there's an additional component that we didn't have with FDR, and that is the immorality that's been elevated and advanced and protected. You know, it's the loss of morality is what takes you past the point of no return when people resist any type of morality, and that's being elevated. So, you know, and that goes back to, you know, the Bible passage, you know, things that are evil are being held up as good, and things that are good become evil. And that's what we saw as a result of the last administration. And then to be replaced by the polar opposite besides – and I went to breakfast with my dad this yesterday. We were talking about this. And I said, you know what? As I'm watching this unfold and I'm watching his agenda, a president doing what we have all hoped for the longest time a U.S. president would do, doing what's necessary to protect our country. You know, if you were president, what would you do? Well, I'd do this, I'd do that. Well, he's doing it. And so now we have the worst president in U.S. history being replaced with what I would say in just 10 days is arguably the best president in U.S. history. And now some people are going to be rolling their eyes going, oh, come on. But hold on a minute. He is surpassing in 10 days what Reagan was trying to accomplish in 8 years. And there's a lot of things that Reagan did, and I love Reagan, but he also pushed for amnesty, was the first wave of it in the 80s. He did some things that were very damaging to the Second Amendment.
Yeah, the Brady Bill.
Yeah, the import laws and things like that. So, you know, I'm seeing in 10 days a president doing what no other president has been able to do. And now this is coming from someone who was a staunch Trump skeptic, because, you know, I've on my own radio show and in interviews that I've done, people say, what's your take on Trump? My take on Trump is that he is a flamboyant, egotistical, narcissistic, self-promoter and, you know, aggrandizer. And this, for him, is the ultimate reality show. This is the pinnacle. And he'll expend – there's no limit on what he'll spend to get into that position. And what he's saying, we've heard it all before. So once he won, I was stunned. I voted for him because there was no other alternative. And I didn't really vote for him. I voted against her. So – I was pleased. I felt like a weight was taken off of America's shoulders. We dodged a bullet when she lost. But I also believe that we were only living on borrowed time, because his rhetoric, the line that he was giving us when he was running, the left hated. They hated his guts from the beginning. So once he became president, from that point, I shifted into, okay, he's the president now. He's talking all these great things about protecting our borders, stopping the inflow of unvetted Muslims, restoring individual rights, to the people, making the government accountable. Okay, so I shifted into prove it mode. From this point forward, you're there, now prove it. I'm still not sold. I don't believe you. I believe that you're all about promoting yourself. You really maybe love America, but I don't know if I'd call you a patriot. Well, he's changed my mind in the last 10 days. And when I started off with my arms crossed saying, prove it, he's proving it. Now, someone said, well, what would you do in the first 72 hours? The first 72 hours, I would have mobilized our military and put them on the southern border. Within 48 hours, they'd be on the U.S. border with Mexico. But now we just see in the last couple of – I think it was yesterday, it was announced that he basically gave Mexico the ultimatum. You've got these, quoting, bad hombres down there. If you don't do something about it, then we're going to have to. So it sounds like he's already moving in that direction to protect our southern border. It's very porous and open. We've got a national security threat there with not just cartels, which is enough. I mean, how many – they've thousands – 40,000 people killed down there from cartels, violence, and that's spilling across our border, not to mention the drugs. But more alarming is the flow of Muslims from multiple different nations that are coming across the border. There's evidence now. Judicial Watch has exposed training camps and evidence that ISIS is working with cartels south of the border. So I would have put our military on the border immediately, within hours after taking the oath, and then got the Mexican military, through the government to start taking action there. And if they don't, we'll start treating the cartels like Taliban in Afghanistan because of the threat that it poses. But basically, I took the long way of coming back around saying in the time that he's been in, he's won us over. Now, leading into what you were saying before about the pendulum swinging back the other way. And this is something that I've said now for a while, ever since he won the election. There is a global system, a global order, international and within our country, that is threatened by what he claimed he was going to do and now what he's actually carrying out. So he stands to disrupt the plans of globalists with deep pockets and a lot of power around the world, and they are coming unhinged right now at all the damage that Trump is doing. And they're using all the buzzwords. He's nationalistic. He's a populist, isolationist, all these other words, basically because we finally have a president that's not a globalist and he wants to protect our country, and he's actually taking steps to do that. So when the pendulum swings the other way, I've said this before, I believe that they want him dead. If they could figure out a way to make him dead and get away with it, they would. I'm talking about they. I'm talking about the universal they. We all know who they is, right? The global, the powers, the people that are having conversations behind closed doors, people that are billionaires and trillionaires that make nations rise and fall. Okay, that they. And but I think that if that doesn't happen, they'll continuously work to subvert internally, like what we saw at Berkeley, the pre-made protests signs and everything else is funded out, external funding that's fomenting this communist uprising in the streets of America and fomenting division. You're going to see that intensify, I think. And I think that nations around the world at nation state level, all the way down to the street level, this entire world system is going to be working to subvert and sabotage everything that he tries to do in every way imaginable. If he makes it through the end of this presidency, they're also going to be working on a massive, powerful public relations, public information campaign to demonize him and destroy him so that in 4 years, we'll have the pendulum swinging back the other way. And I would not be surprised if they began in the next – over the next year, began grooming someone like Michelle Obama. Imagine her as president. Somebody like that. And in 4 years, all of this could completely change 180 degrees again. But they would be back in power and out for vengeance against everybody who stood up against them. So I think that we should enjoy, appreciate this temporary reprieve. And I do believe it is a temporary reprieve, only because this is not just America. This is just not a bunch of millennial snowflakes throwing a temper tantrum on the streets, although we do see that. This is actually part of a bigger system that is very well funded, and people in very high places that are scheming to bring the final death knell to the United States, which has been a stumbling block for this global order, this world system, world order, global system that they've been trying to implement. So America cannot be the light and the beacon of hope and the shining light on the hill, because as long as it exists, people aren't as interested in this global solution that is being peddled. So they have to make America go away the way, you know, we know America to be and the way it's intended to be. So this temporary reprieve has bought us time, as especially God-fearing patriots, to prepare for the challenges that we undoubtedly have coming in the future.
That's the end of the first half of my interview with John Jacob Schmidt. Tune in next week for the rest of the show.
In A Haunt for Jackals by best-selling author Mark Goodwin, Danny Walker's survival retreat has been devastated by violence since the detonation of the EMP. Regent Slusher's designs on absolute power have already brought him to Danny's doorstep once, leaving a trail of blood and heartbreak in his wake. Another conflict with a malicious dictator will spell certain death for the remaining members of the compound. Danny's only hope is to infiltrate Slusher's camp and bring him down from the inside. It's a risky proposition. If he is caught, he'll be executed as a spy, but there is no other alternative. In this epic struggle between good and evil, Danny's mettle will be tested, his faith will be tried, and he'll have to dig deep for the courage to continue. Buy your copy of A Haunt for Jackals, Book 3 of Seven Cows, Ugly and Gaunt, in paperback, Kindle, or audio edition from Amazon.com today.